Yes Tomorrow Design Build School in Waitsfield teaches hands-on courses in architectural design, construction, and woodworking. They've been around for 45 years. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, Myla Van Lind spent a day with the school's tiny house program.
In Yes Tomorrow's Tiny House Design Build Certificate program, students spend a month learning how to construct a tiny house from the ground up. On a recent Tuesday, I met the students in the Sugarbush Airplane Hangar, where they're working together to build a tiny house on wheels. The hangar has a wide domed ceiling. There are wood planks stacked on the ground, and clipboards, papers, and cups of tea scattered across tables. Right away, Violeta Moran, a student from the south of Spain, was eager to introduce me to the group.
We are 4 students and 3 teachers. And I think it's super good because we are just a small group, so we are getting to do a lot of things. And it's more personalized, like we can ask things all the time.
Moran plans to build her own tiny house on wheels when she returns to Spain.
I feel like I'm learning a lot, and it's giving me motivation, like, because before I felt a bit lost. Now here I feel more prepared to start building my own house.
I'm gonna drill a small hole, and then from the outside, we'll mark a really straight line.
That's instructor UC Silliman, who's been teaching at Yes Tomorrow for almost a year. He says they're not necessarily trying to finish a building by the end of the course.
It's more that we're trying to give the students the most well-rounded learning experience they can get. And it's sort of for us as a group to figure out what everyone wants. And it's cool. We're a team of people trying to learn something together for a month.
Lina Menard first came to Yes Tomorrow 12 years ago as a student. Now she teaches the tiny house program.
When I first learned about Yes Tomorrow, part of what really caught my attention about it was this combination of design and build. Houses have always been my favorite thing in the world. But for me, this idea that we could learn to both design and build the places that we call home was really a fascinating idea.
Menard says that usually there's a disconnect between designers and builders, a disconnect which can lead to less efficient and less creative building systems. At Yes Tomorrow, the two processes are taught in tandem.
There's also just something really cool about being able to do both of those things, to understand how to make things in the world and how to create the things that you imagine.
Menard is drawn to tiny houses and accessory dwelling units because of the role they might play in the future of housing. Accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, are smaller, independent residential units located on the same lot as a standalone single-family home. Menard says tiny houses and ADUs aren't the sole solution to the complex housing crisis. But by having them be options, we have more housing choice and flexibility.
Tiny houses and ADUs are not for everyone. There are a lot of people for whom it's not the right fit for themselves, for their family, for their stage of life. But I think that we need to be able to have these housing types because we simply need more good, safe, affordable housing in our country.
Student Adina Barnett also plans to put her skills to use to address the need she sees in her community.
Providing warm shelter for people who don't have access is really important, obviously. And I know that there's a lot of people working toward that. So if I can be a part of that, you know, that is extremely fulfilling to me. It is building something that is going to have a life.
Yes Tomorrow typically offers this tiny house course once a year. And while this session just ended, it's clear that these students will bring the lessons they've learned with them far into the future. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Myla Van Lind.